So, you want to launch a subscription box and don't know where to start? Girl, you are in the right place. I'm Julie Ball, a subscription box coach and your host here at Subscription Box Basics, a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box entrepreneurs that want to avoid overwhelm. So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, and let's have some fun. Hey everyone, welcome back to Subscription Box Basics, a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box business owners. My goal is to help reduce the overwhelm of starting your own subscription box business. Today's episode is a little bit different as I'm interviewing one of my subscription box bootcamp students. Full disclosure though, she is also one of my best friends. In any case, I wanted to bring her on the podcast as she's currently in the very early stages of her own subscription box. I thought it would be helpful to hear from the trenches, maybe a place where you can really relate to. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you Brandy Hebert, founder of The Happy Glamper. How's it going, Brandy?
Hey, Julie Ball. I'm good.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's start with a little bit of your backstory. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background?
Okay, so I am a communications and marketing major, and started out in radio, which is where you and I met each other.
Yep.
A long, long time ago. And from that, I ended up in banking as a banking manager. And that was totally not my jam. So as you can imagine with children, when you start having kids, early mornings, late evenings, it was treacherous. And I was not serving my purpose at all. So I went to my Reiki instructor, who I just had a huge fondness for, and I asked her what I should do with my life because I was making a lot of money and not having time to do anything and definitely not spending it with my family. Mm-hmm. And she told me to take everything I want to do, whether it was work-related, personal-related, write it in a book, put my intention down with it, put the book away, and leave it be. And I thought that was a little hokey, but I do believe in the power of prayer and intention and manifesting things. So I did what she said. And 6 months later, I was in real estate school and I remembered that book. And it was a really pretty book. I still have it right here beside of me because I wrote down March 29th, 2010. That's when it first happened. I opened up that book and all the things that were in there that I had written down. Reading, traveling, organizing, helping people, talking to people. There were so many different words I just wrote down. So many of them related to real estate. And I thought that was amazing. And so I was serving my purpose again and
That's
super
so
happy.
Cool.
So flash forward to the beginning of 2019.
So wait, when was that when you had the notebook and you reopened it?
That was still 2010.
Okay.
Yeah, at the end. It was like 6 months later. So I was, you know, had no idea when I wrote this down anything that I was going to do with my future. It was a clean slate. So 8 years later, I am in real estate. I just started my own business and I'm not serving my purpose again. I'm beat down. I'm tired. I'm working 60 hours a week. Once again, not spending time with family. And I was praying about it and just trying to envision myself in a different career. Had no idea what that was because
right.
at 40 something, you shouldn't be changing careers again, according to my parents. You know, you start something, you work 30 years and you finish it.
Yep.
And so, you know, just feeling, you know, what's my next step? And I happened to remember that book. And I took the notebook out and some of the words in there that I wrote down, travel, organizing, shopping, thinking of ideas, planning fun stuff, thinking alternatively, designing, seeing something from start to finish. It gives me cold chills now.
I know, me too.
I saw that and I was like, that's my purpose. That is still 10 years later. That's my purpose. And so I put the book away and I got your Sparkle Hustle Grow box 1 month. And I was like, you know, how fun is it that Julie Ball gets to go shopping and it's like Oprah's favorite things. I love this. I want everybody to have one. And it just resonated with me how much you enjoyed what you were doing, mm-hmm. and your aspect of helping other people with your monthly you know, empowerment seminars. Yeah. That's in Sparkle Hustle Grow. And I loved it. And I thought, you know, if I could do a box that had to do with travel, which is like my number one favorite thing in life, then I would totally be on that. And so I talked to my husband and he said, well, why don't you? And I was like, I don't know. Why don't I? So here we are. And so the Happy Glamper was born. And, you know, the first thing that happens is people will look at you like you're absolutely crazy.
Right.
What are you doing? That's a stupid name. Or you don't own a camper. Well, it's not camper, is it? It's glamper.
Right.
So yeah, you just take all the naysayers and push them aside. When you have got that vision, as long as you keep to it, you're going to get it. But I will have to tell you, my biggest challenge, and I could not be so happy you had the boot camp, because I had this vision and I knew what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But if I had to go into this blind and have no idea how to do product sourcing, how to do emailing with consistency, social media.
It's scary, right?
Different apps to use. Oh, it's still scary right now. I'm navigating through it because, you know, the technology train missed my generation. I'm jumping on and taking what I can. But yes, so it's your boot camp's been a godsend for me because I could not have done it otherwise.
Thank you. And you know, I saw a big shift in you personally too when you went to the Work Hard, Play Hard retreat and you started sharing your idea, your concept with so many other successful women entrepreneurs. And sometimes we need to talk it through with our tribe or with other people that have a good perspective on it. You know, people that would maybe be in your target audience. Getting that validation and getting some of that feedback and meeting some people that could help you with your launch, things like, you know, the video vendor that you use. And I think all of that really catapulted you to be like, why not? Like, why not now? Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And you jumped right in.
It 100%, because what you have to do is find your tribe.
Yeah.
And your tribe is not always going to be your family and the people that love you so much.
Exactly.
You know, they love you so much. They don't want to see you fail.
Yeah.
Is I think a lot of the issues. You have to find those people that want to lift you up. Mm-hmm. And there was something special about our retreat. And I think every woman there can say it, but we were all lifting each other up. And
right.
There was no negativity. It was only what can we do to help each other. And as soon as I mentioned that, I had not really vocalized my dream out loud to the point of just talking to my husband to see if it's something that we could consider as a household, and to see the excitement that they generated. Oh gosh, it came back on me. So I left that retreat a completely different person.
Yeah. I think it's so important too, as new or aspiring subscription box business owners, vocalize that, like what you said, like talk it out with other people to help you get perspective on, does this thing have legs? What ideas do you have for it? Do you see this filling a need in the market? And would this delight you if you received it? So I'm really glad to hear that. And I would encourage anyone who's got a box idea to start talking to people outside of just your family. Talk to people
that
would be in your target audience.
Yes, 100%. And I did something else too. I started after I started my business and was getting everything rolling, because I still have another month until my first box goes out. I'm still in the pre-launch phase.
Right.
Just started advertising yesterday, and that was super huge. One thing I did immediately after I came back and was feeling my validation, I got my business, got it together, and I started a secret Facebook focus group with women that were my target audience, because that's something you learn in boot camp, is how to define your target audience. And it needs to be pretty defined. And so after I did that, my focus group is my target audience. So I will go to them when I'm product sourcing and ask them, do you like this? How would you feel about this versus this? So.
Right. And you're not necessarily, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're not using it for lead generation right now. You're just using it to almost like a, what do they call it? Not case study, focus group.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
It's a focus group. I love that. So before we go on, tell everybody about the Happy Glamper box. Like, what is it? What its mission? What you can expect to receive in it?
Okay, so the Happy Glamper is a monthly subscription box for the adventurous traveler who can be a little extra. We are not campers. We're glampers. When you become at a certain age, you no longer like to sleep on the floor of a tent. Yes. So for me, glamping at a minimum is private bathroom and climate control. So
I love it.
That is me. And it's different for everyone. Some people go as far as they have to have a bathtub, and I'm like, yeah. Well, you know, so, but we're just a little bougie. So the monthly box is going to have some kind of luxe items for travel that you can, I'm still keeping in mind the backpackers, and I'm keeping in mind the jet setters that are going to Switzerland to live in a hobbit hole for a week. Okay. So it encompasses I'm going for the glampers and the RV campers that are out there. So I feel like everyone can use these items. You know, some of them, you know, the gold eye mask may be a little much for some people, or the disco ball, you know, that goes on your phone.
Right.
But it's got items in there for everyone, and they're a little different. We focus on a different state each month, and I try to make sure that the items in the box are mostly come from that state and small business owners. Mm-hmm. And to focus out on the small business owners is very gratifying, but it's also super hard. And because you're trying desperately to connect with these people in the early stages when they don't know you.
Right.
And you're saying, I have this great product. I'm, you know, this is what's going to happen with it. I'm going to give you this and this, but they can look on Facebook and see I have less than 300 followers right now. And it's like, so
somewhere
you have to start somewhere. And so far it's been amazing. I think the coolest part of the box is I wanted to give an added value and something that people can use, not just when they open their box, but later on down the road, they can take a vacation with it. So I'm working really hard right now on glamping destinations to give a special discount each month, whatever state we're focusing in, to subscribers, a nice discount.
I love that. So there's so much to say about added value in a box, because it makes it more than just a box of stuff. It makes it an experience. Added value could be things like community. It could be things like discounts or, you know, free trials of places. I think that's a really smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So, and also what I love about it too, is it takes a box that someone is paying, you know, between $30 and $50 for, let's say.
Yep.
And, you know, you expect your items in there to be at least double that after your wholesale costs, you know, and everything. But when you throw in $100 or $200 discount for a glamping destination, then that ups your box's value.
Absolutely.
Exponentially.
Yeah. 100%. So. Yeah. I love that idea. So if you're listening and you've not heard of the word glamping before, then you're probably not in the target audience, but essentially it's glamorous camping. And I am in my 40s as well. I'm kind of over the whole roughing it thing for various reasons. So this is totally my jam, and I cannot wait for this box to come out. I am definitely one of the founding members. I've already subscribed. So where can they find you on social media and website?
Okay. So Facebook is The Happy Glamper. Our website is thehappyglamper.com and Instagram is @officialglamper.
Nice, nice.
Yes.
Everybody follow those along. So let me ask you this one last question. So what's one of your favorite things about working in the subscription box industry? Because as you know, it is, I think it's the best industry in the world. And we've worked together in other industries, other fun industries like radio. So, so far, what do you think of the subscription box industry?
I love it. Coming from real estate, though, I love the fact right now that my phone is not ringing 24/7. That is amazing for me. And I can't tell you that. I am completely doing my own schedule now. And you have to be diligent about that, carving time out each day for different things, because you will get overwhelmed quickly with your social media, your emailing, blogging. It's huge. So I love everything about it right now. My favorite thing is shopping, you know? I love, and it's also one of the biggest challenges. Product sourcing takes the most time,
100%.
But I love doing it because, let's face it, it's what a lot of women do by nature anyway, is we're online shopping. So I will tell you one thing though, I shut it down at 6 o'clock because I will be sitting there watching family movies on websites looking for hammocks.
Sourcing. I think I was guilty of that last night, actually.
Right.
I was laying in bed, and a lot of times I'll read right before bed. And for some reason, I had a product in my mind that I just could not stop trying to find. And so that's an unhealthy habit that I'm definitely going to have to kick. But I love that you talked about your schedule. That's one of the best things about being owning your own business is managing that schedule. And sometimes it's really hard to set those boundaries though. So yes. I'm glad to hear that you are setting those, and I would encourage all of our listeners to do the same. Well, this has been so much fun. Hopefully we'll have you on again so we can kind of check in on your progress through
Subscription Box
Bootcamp and your launch. So
I would love to come anytime, Julie Ball.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Brandy, and we'll talk to you soon. If you guys are interested in getting more information about Subscription Box Bootcamp, head on over to subscriptionboxbootcamp.com where you can get all the details. We've got some free resources, and you'll find more information about the Happy Glamper in our show notes. So thank you for spending this time with us as always, and I'll see you in the next episode.